The following message was recorded at our weekly worship service at Summit Christian Fellowship in Tacoma, Washington. Visit us online at www.summit-christian.org to find out more about us.
2 weeks in a row I get to talk to you guys. It's an honor for me. This morning I give the stewardship meditation, and what I want to talk about is theology as an idea. Because I feel like I laid some pretty heavy stuff out last week, and so I just kind of want to come back and look at the importance of theology as a Christian discipline. I'm going to start with a quote by C.S. Lewis from Mere Christianity. He says, "If you do not listen to theology, that will not mean that you have no ideas about God. It will mean that you have a lot of wrong ones. Bad, muddled, out-of-date ideas." I think that a lot of times for Christians, theology has sort of this negative connotation. Like, it's a bunch of arguing about a bunch of really obscure subjects that no one can really know the answer to. And the truth is, there is some of that. There might be a lot of that. This week, I listened to a two-hour panel discussion on millennial eschatology. And I came to the firm conclusion that millennial eschatology is not worth 2 hours of my time. But there are lots of things that are worth lots of our time. And just like everything else in life, what we have to do is we have to use discernment and wisdom from God and devote the time to the things that need time devoted to them and pass over the things that might not need so much examination. But there are some elements of theology. Sorry, this isn't included in my notes, but if you don't know, theology is from some Greek or Latin or one of those words. And it's theus, which is God, and logos, which is thought or study. So theology, if you don't have a very good idea in your head, is the thought or study of God. So there are some elements of that that are absolutely vital to our Christian life. And those are the things that we need to spend time learning about and spend time thinking about. Things like I talked about last week, the atonement. Things like our relationship with God before salvation and after salvation. God's purpose in creation and throughout biblical history. What is God trying to accomplish? God's plan of salvation and redemption of his people. All those things are theological topics, and there's so much more to them than just saying that. There's so much more to salvation than just saying God wants to save his people. And it's our call as Christians to get into that and to learn that. It requires some brain work and not just showing up on Sundays and being nice to people. That doesn't classify or that doesn't qualify as a Christian. You have to press into God and you have to get to know God better, because what this is God's restoring his relationship with us as people. And so we have to work toward building that relationship. Yesterday, I read and I sort of threw out the bulk of my notes that I was going to speak on this morning. John Piper is doing a conference this weekend in Germany, and one of his lectures was 10 arguments for right thinking and right knowing of God and the scriptures, and so I'm going to give those to you guys. And there's some scripture references that I'm not going to read, but if you would write them down and look over them, you know, maybe as you're doing your Bible study this week, if you're like me, you will elbow your wife and have her write them down because she is a more studious note taker. First, it's possible to have strong feelings and be lost if those feelings are not based on knowledge. That's from Romans 10, 1 through 2. And it's sort of the same reason that when giving the qualifications for a deacon or an elder, it says they must not be a recent convert, because it requires a strong biblical foundation to lead and to be a Christian. God has planned that thinking about the Bible is the means he uses to give understanding. That's from 2 Timothy 2:7. We know that we can pray for wisdom and God will give it to us. And one of the ways that he does that is through our studying the scripture and opening our eyes through study. Paul is given as an example of reasoning with the Bible in Acts 17, 2 through 3. It talks about Paul is using the scriptures to reason with the people at the temple. Jesus assumes and requires that we will use logic and understanding both what is natural and what is spiritual. And that's out of Luke 12, 54 through 57. when Jesus is saying to the Jews, you guys understand that if a storm is coming, or, you know, you see clouds on the horizon, that a storm is coming, but you don't understand what I'm saying to you. And that's because you haven't applied yourself and you haven't applied your brain to it the same way that you do those other things. Jesus refuses to deal with people who use their reason to conceal the truth. Matthew 21, 23 through 27. The Pharisees and the Jewish leadership of the day, they were really quick and they were really bright people. And they could use logic and use reason to twist all sorts of things into things that they didn't mean. And Jesus says that is absolutely reprehensible. He has no time for those people. So what we need to do is make sure that our understanding and our logic and reason are purposed towards God and used correctly. 13 times in Paul's letters, he asks, "Do you not know?" Paul assumes that if his readers knew something, they would see, feel, and act differently. Knowledge is sort of the beginning, right? When we know something, we can let that saturate our hearts, and then that will come out in our actions. But it has to start with knowledge. It has to start with understanding. Christ gives us pastors to teach. So that means, if he didn't think that teaching were important and exposition of the scriptures were important, he would not have done that. Clearly, it's important that we're learning, and so he appoints people with a specific gift to teach the scriptures. The Bible says in Acts 20, 27, that we should proclaim the whole counsel of God. And that says that there is an entire counsel of God. There is a cohesive doctrine, a cohesive, all-encompassing idea that God has that he wants to give us that we're supposed to proclaim. So if we're going to proclaim that, we need to know it. And finally, the Bible is a book. And what that means is we need to read it. Reading is one of the most, one of the most important spiritual disciplines we can develop, because that's how we learn. We need to read the Bible. We need to bust out our commentaries and our research material, and we need to get into the Bible. We need to see what it says. We need to get Bibles that have all the words. We need to read theology, like dead guys, or at least Piper. We need to devote our time and our energy to studying and learning about God, because we have to. It's the only way we're going to get to know him, and knowing him is the only way we get to live and walk in the satisfaction, the fulfillment that he brings. So, I forgot to call the guys forward, and they're still not coming forward. They're going to take the offering now. I'm going to pray over it, and just think about those things. Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for bringing all these people here to learn about you, to worship you, to fellowship with each other. Father, I pray, God, that you would bless each of them with greater knowledge and greater understanding. Lord, I ask that you would bless the offering and the tithes that they give today. Lord, that you would multiply it for the advancement of your kingdom. Lord, we want to see your name magnified. And please use our resources to do that. We thank you, Lord. We love you so much. In your name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Summit Christian Fellowship in Tacoma, Washington. We invite you to visit our website at www.summit-christian.org to find out more about us. You can call us at 253-531-1672. Our mailing address is 3714 East 84th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98446.